Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinya Mehta with the news, the headlines. India and Brazil agree to enhance bilateral trade to over $20 billion in next 5 years. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by March 31. Union Minister Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambaniya says education and development of northeastern states being prioritized under Narendra Modi's leadership. And Judge Mezivolo T. Therio says mediation is an ongoing movement in the country. And now the news in detail. India and Brazil finalized 10 agreements to strengthen cooperation across critical minerals, digital cooperation, sharing of traditional knowledge, health, MSME, entrepreneurship, and mass communication, among others, in New Delhi today. The decisions were taken following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva at Hyderabad House. Both leaders committed to raise bilateral trade to over $20 billion in the next 5 years. They also called for urgent reform of the United Nations, in particular the UN Security Council.
Technology or innovation ke kshetra mein hamara sahyog dono deshon ke saath-saath पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ के लिए महत्व रखता है। मुझे खुशी है कि हम ब्राजील में डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के लिए सेंटर ऑफ एक्सलेंस बनाने पर काम कर रहे हैं। हम दोनों देश मानते हैं कि टेक्नोलॉजी मस्ट बी इंक्लूसिव एंड इट मस्ट बिकम अ ब्रिज फॉर शेयर्ड प्रोग्रेस।
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह टुडे सेड दैट the nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from the country by 31st of next month. Addressing the CRPF personnel during the 87th Raising Day parade in Guwahati, Mr. Shah said the CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. He said CRPF Javans and the Cobra battalions are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
CRPF has rendered unparalleled service to the nation. The nation has taken a pledge to wipe out Naxalism from India by 31st of March. CRPF played important roles in restoring peace in Northeast region, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Mao's his areas. Without CRPF, the country cannot imagine of its eternal security. Several battalions of this force have been deployed in the violence-hit Manipur to restore peace.
Shanti bahali karne ke liye bhi CRPF ko hi
He said 2,270 brave personnel have laid down their lives in service to the country. He said 700 personnel of this force sacrificed their lives in the Northeast alone. On this occasion, Union Home Minister reviewed the ceremonial parade and took the salute. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Good and Public Distribution, Nimuben Jayantibhai Bambaniya, has said that special emphasis has been placed on education and the development of the northeastern states under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. She said this during her visit to Government Middle School, Kuda Village today. She said the government is committed to making the region self-reliant under the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat and promoting vocal for local products, highlighting the government's guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Mr. Bambaniya said continuous efforts are being made for the upliftment of the poor, youth, farmers and women. The union minister noted that special emphasis has put on the provision of clean drinking water, toilets and basic facilities in primary schools to create a better learning environment, adding that schools across the country are being modernized to provide students with access to improved facilities and quality education. A 40-hour mediation training program being organized by the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority under the aegis of Mediation and Conciliation Project Committee, MCPC, Supreme Court of India, began at Kohima today. Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima and former Registrar, Supreme Court of India, in charge of mediation and legal services, Mezivolo T. Therio, has underscored that mediation is an ongoing movement in the country and there is need for more and more trainers. She highlighted that it is part of a broader family of alternative dispute resolution mechanism for reducing case loads and enhancing access to justice while maintaining its focus to pre-litigation.
Mediation Act 2023. Here we all know Section 7, where the courts and the tribunals are empowered to refer the cases to mediation. That is also one of a very important aspect. Not only the parties come to the court asking the cases to be referred to mediation, but as a court, we can refer, as a tribunal, we can refer to mediation. And some of the provisions are yet to be implemented, but we will get to see them very soon, like the Mediation Council of India. Once that comes, it is going to be really a professional career for some of you, if not all of you.
Member Secretary Nico Akami expressed that there was dearth of trained mediators in Nagaland, and mediators were penetrated in Dimapur and Kohima during the first 90 days nationwide mediation drive last year to provide access for mediation to all beneficiaries by training learned counsels coming from all districts of the state. This training has been initiated this year. MCPC senior trainers Rima Bhandari and Rita Das Mozumdar are resource persons for the training. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Vice Chancellor in charge Nagaland University, Professor B. Kilangla Jamir, has described mother language as core identity, cultural anchor, and emotional inheritance which shapes individual character and community strength. She was speaking at the Mother Language Day observed at the university today. Professor Jamir stressed the urgent preservation and active promotion of indigenous tongues amid rapid globalization and digital expansion. Highlighting youth responsibility, she called younger generation custodians of heritage, torchbearers linguistic pride, drivers future language growth. Nizo Puro from Department of Botany encouraged participants to save and propagate one's mother language by tracing back to the history and development of language. He also emphasized the importance of respecting linguistic diversity and promoting understanding among communities and utilizing the digital world to enhance mother language. Two-day soybean festival concluded at Agri Expo Cimagedima under ICAR AICRP Soybean School Agricultural Sciences, Nagaland University, Mezipema Campus today. Director ICAR NBPGR, Dr. G.P. Singh, described soybean as a miracle crop for economic empowerment and nutritional security. He emphasized the need for research support, improved germplasm, and scientific cultivation techniques to expand production. Director Agriculture Department San Nazo Nyene said soybean has high protein, high oil legume, vital for human food, livestock and poultry feed. Highlighting its health benefits, Mr. Nyene said that soybean enriches the soil through nitrogen fixation, reduces dependence on chemical fertilizers and holds significant industrial potential through value addition. Kadecho Kamo today pointed out the importance of honesty and integrity, asserting that retrospection and introspection are vital for coexisting as an upright community. He was addressing 44th General Session of the Chagasang Public Organization in PEC. Mr. Kamo urged the people to stand by resolutions adopted by the CPO, including prohibition on pig or pork and the preservation of flora and fauna. Expressing concern over substance abuse and other negative influences, he urged united efforts to combat the growing menace. The legislator also called for optimal utilization of government-aided funds to support farmers and families and advocated a mass movement centered on one family, one project, one family, one entrepreneur. Public Health Engineering Department has informed public within Kohima Municipal Jurisdiction that water supply will be temporarily disrupted due to mainline breakage near LG showroom at D Block. The areas affected include Pulbari, Midland, D Block, New Market, Nagabazar, Kitsubozu, Kezike, Temeje, Elkel, Krolezu, Bayava High School and Secretariat area. The department added that all possible measures are being taken to complete repairs as soon as possible. And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. India and Brazil agree to enhance bilateral trade to over $20 billion in next 5 years. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by March 31. Union Minister Nimuban Jayantibhai Bambaniya says education and development of northeastern states being prioritized under Narendra Modi's leadership. And Judge Mezivolati Thierry says mediation is an ongoing movement in the country. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.